So that's a passive investor. You're pretty much hands off. Usually you're not liable for anything. If it's an active investor, you're liable. You can get sued. You can get in trouble. If you lose money, you got to pay your investors back out of your pocket.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
I want to talk about the difference between being a passive investor or a active investor, okay? So if you are an active investor, basically means you're actively participating in investing, right? In your job, and maybe you're going to flip a house. You're actually going to find a property. You're going to do the loan. You're going to go find the money for it. You're going to go do the inspections. You start, you know, managing the project. Once it's done, check the contractors, make payments, right? Just pretty much you're active, right? Now, how much of that do you do? Do you have a partner? Let's just say it's just you, right? So that's being an active investor, right? So you're actually, you know, your time and energy is going into the project, right? So then your returns got to be pretty high because now it's like a job, right? Now it's your job that you're doing, you're making money. Plus you got to make return on your money, right? Because you put money in the project. So you're getting paid twice, you're getting paid for the job, and you got to make money above that for making money on the project for being an active investor. That means you're involved in the day-to-day of the project. Okay. Now, as an active investor, okay, let me back up. As an active investor, how much you want to make per hour? How do you want to calculate it, right? And you decide, you know, what kind of project you want to do and what amount you're okay with. If you want to make $20 an hour, $200 an hour, $2,000 an hour, it's whatever you decide to do. And if you can find a project that'll make that money that you want to do actively. Okay, now let's move over to passive investing. What is passive investing? So basically, passive investing means you're not involved in the day-to-day, right? You don't go look for the property. You don't contact contractors. You don't go out and try to find money for the deal. You know, you don't go check up on the property, anything like that. You don't list it. You don't do any of that, right? You're just a passive investor. And how are you a passive investor? Well, that means you're maybe lending somebody the money, an active investor, of money so they can actually buy the house, flip the property, right? Or maybe you give them the money for the construction. Maybe you give them the money for the down payment, right? You're basically going to lend somebody your money. You're going to partner with them. You're going to do a promissory note, right? You're going to lend them the money and you're going to get paid back 8%, right? You're going to get 6% on your money. You're going to get 8% on your money. You're going to get 10% on your money, right? What do you want on your money? And what can that project afford to pay, right? What can that project afford to pay? Maybe you come in as a passive investor and you say, hey, look, I don't want a percent return, like 6%, 8%. I just want 20% of the profits, right? And okay, great. Maybe you make more than you would make if you did it at 6 or 8%. Maybe you'll make less because what if the project doesn't make money, right? Then it means you don't make money. So it's really up to your personality and what you want to accomplish, right? If you're just happy, say, hey, look, give me 7%, 8% of my money. If the other guy makes $100,000 and you make $8,000, no problem, right? Because you got your 8% of your money. You know, so that's okay as long as you get your return. So that's a passive investor. You're pretty much hands off. Usually you're not liable for anything. If an active investor, you're liable. You know, you can get sued. You can get in trouble. If you lose money, you got to pay your investors back out of your pocket, et cetera, right? So a passive investor, just vet your active investors you're going to put money in so you make a good investment. So that's the difference between passive and active investors. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.